Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. If there's one thing that's become abundantly clear to me in life, it's that you can't change people. People have to decide to change themselves. And despite what you say to them, despite what you tell them, you cannot change their mind just from giving them basic information. That process has to come through self-realization for them. And self-realization could mean going through the experience itself and dealing with the issues and the aftermath of the decision. Or it could come through a process of self-realization where they're brought to understand that without physically having to go through the hardship. So an example, and I'll call it a very light example. My daughter was dating this boy for, probably 7 or 8 months. And about 6 months ago, she came to me and she said, she's 15. She said, I'm going to have him move his locker next to mine because the locker next to mine is open. And I said, Sarah, I'm not sure that's such a good idea because what if you break up or what if things end badly? And the response, oh, Dad, it'll be fine. It's not going to end badly. We're always going to be friends because that's just the kind of person he is. Well, now we fast forward to the point where they've broken up and it turns out that he was a little bit dishonest and probably wasn't who he claimed to be or who he thought she was. And now all of a sudden she wants nothing to do with him. And yet now she's stuck seeing him every day because she's got her locker next to his. So that's an example where for her it had to really play out. But this is a learning lesson where you say, okay, you know, it's not the end of the world. She's 15 years old. They weren't married. It could have been far worse. And, you know, they've got lockers together and that'll change in the next 3 or 4 months when school's over. But yet she's stuck having to deal with him every day based on a decision that she made, which I tried to convince her not to. But again, you hard to tell people things. It just doesn't work. But there is another angle here. And that other angle has to do more with bringing people to draw their own conclusions. And this is what good coaches do. And when I do group facilitations, I'll do something similar where I know what I'm looking for. I know what I want to pull out of people. But the thing is you can't just tell people to do something or you can't just give them a suggestion because that doesn't work very often. So that what you have to do is you have to bring them to make their own decision and to draw their own conclusions. And that makes things far more powerful. So when I'm facilitating a group, I know what it is that I want to pull out of the group, and I have an outline in front of me of what I'm trying to get to, but I need them to come to their own conclusions. And I do that through a series of questions. I'll ask them about a topic. I'll ask them about the subject. I'll bring them to dive deeper on the subject. And eventually, I will lead them to where they need to go. And it's the same thing with coaching, right? If you're coaching somebody one-on-one, or just in life, if you're having a general discussion, rather than telling people and giving them advice, ask them a series of questions that will lead them into a discussion and then feed them hints and draw them closer and closer to the outcome that you're looking for so that ultimately they come to that point of self-realization. Because if they get there themselves, there's a far higher probability that they'll move forward with whatever it is that you think that change should be. You telling them isn't going to bring the change about, but them coming to their own conclusion probably will. And has much higher probability of being successful in the end. If you know anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull on the show. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. For today, just get clear about the point that you can't change people. At least you're not going to be successful very often. And trying to do it becomes an exercise in futility. So rather than pushing your will on other people, bring people to draw their own conclusions. Lead them to water. That's what we're trying to accomplish. And if you're able to lead them to water and bring them to draw their own conclusions and make their own decisions, they're far more likely to follow.